Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? This is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is May 2nd, 2024. Happy Thursday. It is a wonderful, glorious Thursday in the Lord. I hope that all of you have taken time to especially pray for those things that are important to you, because today is the National Day of Prayer, and all of us need to pray every day. We need to pray every single day. We need to focus on the things that God has placed on our hearts to pray about and pray for. But you know what? We always say, you know, that people say to people that you're in my thoughts and prayers. Put some action behind that. You know, think about what it is that God is saying for you to do for that person, or to call that person, or to drop that person a line, or whatever it is that God has said to you. Put some action behind that prayer and just not say, I'm thinking about you and I'm praying for you. You put some action behind it, but let it be God action, and not just what you think they want, but what you believe that God has given you insight into to give them. Amen. All right. Off my soapbox. I just, you know, it's just that we pray, but we need to make sure that we're praying to, and that our prayers not only affect. I'm trying to find the right words, and I don't know that I can. But prayer is not just affect things. Prayers affect people, and people change things. I just realized that. I just kind of got that revelation not too long ago, and that prayers change people, and people change things. Because when someone is praying about, I don't know, whatever it is a person that is going to fulfill that prayer. You know, that people are going to show up to make whatever that need is happen in that life. So prayers don't change things, but prayers change people. And so we have to be people of prayer and looking for how we can change the lives of other people. What God would have us to do, what God would have us to say, how God would have us to move. We have to be in tune with the Spirit of God in ourselves so that we can affect change in our world. Amen. Amen. And that's all I'm going to say with that. praise God. Welcome to Word for Today. Word for Today. We have been studying and looking at what it means to be kingdom livers. What that means, what it means to be living in the kingdom of God, that God's kingdom is in us, that kingdom living is faith, hope, love. And these three things work together. We have the faith of God, our hope is in Jesus, and we love all. These three things work together to fulfill and to bring about the plan of God in this earth. And we have to make sure that we are walking in and doing what God would have us to do to help that change come about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have been looking at, we find ourselves in John chapter 14. John chapter 14. And in John chapter 14, we have been reading verse, starting with verse 1, and we're reading through verse, we're reading through verse 6. And the last 3 days, I've talked about the phrase that Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And we've talked about those three things. And, excuse me. And in looking at Jesus saying that he is the truth, he is the way, the truth, and the life, that Jesus was talking to his disciples. And I talked about that in a lot of Bibles, this passage of scripture, or this chapter, this passage of scripture is entitled, excuse me, Jesus Comforts His Disciples. But when we read it, when we're reading through it, we don't see where they were comforted in anything he said. This now comforts us because we're centuries away from when Jesus was talking to them about what was about to happen, about what was going on. And Jesus was prophesying to them about who he was and what he was here for. But they didn't find comfort in it because they didn't understand it. They didn't understand what he was saying. They didn't understand what he was talking about. So we find comfort in it now because we understand. But they did not find comfort in this. So as Jesus was talking to them about who he was and what was about to happen and why he was here, and he's telling them in verse 6, it says, Jesus explained. What did he explain? He explained the verses that he, previous verses where he talked about getting a place, you know, finding a place of rest for us and, you know, preparing the place in his Father's house. There's many dwelling places. And then he talked about that. Then he told his disciples, he said, you know where I'm going. And you know the way. And Thomas said, Master, we don't know where you're going. So how could we know the way there? And then it says, Jesus explained. How is he explaining? He explained what he was talking about by saying to them, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Hallelujah. Jesus said that he was the way. He is the way. We have to look to Jesus and see what Jesus did and how Jesus did it and how Jesus showed us how to walk in the kingdom of God. Jesus said, I'm the way. Jesus said, I am the truth. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the truth. He's the truth of God, the truth, the word of God. The word was with God and the word was God. And the word became flesh. Jesus is the truth. And then he said, I am the life. And we talked about this yesterday, that Jesus is the life. He is the life. He came to give us abundant life. He to give us the Zoe kind of life, the God kind of life, which is not just what physical life is, but it's also spiritual life. And it's also, it's the quality type of life that God is intending for us to have, that we have to learn how to walk in this kingdom of God, to learn how to walk in the quality of life that God has prepared for us. And then he went on to say, No one comes next to the Father except through union with me, union with Jesus, that we come to be in union with Jesus, to become God's children. We have faith that Jesus has finished the work for us. And because he's finished the work, we have been brought back into our rightful place with God. And now that we're in that right standing with God, we're in union with Jesus the Messiah. And in that union, he now has brought us to the Father. And we are next to the Father. The Father is in us. Oh, glory. And because the Father is in us, because Jesus is in us, the Father is in us through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God lives in us. Therefore, the Father is in us and Jesus is in us. And then he goes on to finish that verse. It says, to know me is to know my Father too. So to know Jesus means to know God. If we know Jesus, then we know God. Wow. Then he says, with union with him, reveals to us who the Father is. You got to remember, he's talking to, in this passage of scripture, he's talking to Jewish men who revered the Father extremely, who revered who God was. I said this before, the Jewish people had revered God so much, they had a name that they could not pronounce. They could not say. Because that's how they revered God. But they didn't really know who God was. They didn't really know the character of God. They didn't know the loving kindness of God for themselves, in themselves. Jesus showed us the way to that. Jesus showed us the loving kindness of God. Jesus showed us the side of God that was caring and loving and that was there for our every need, even though they should have. Because God cared for them. God showed them the way. God took care of them. God protected them. God protected them and brought them out of their troubles and trials of the world, of being in Egypt. God brought them out and split the Red Sea for them. He did so many things. They should have known who God was. But because of all the years that had gone by from all of that to where they are right now, at this time and place that Jesus is talking to them, they did not know God anymore. They didn't have a personal relationship with God. And this is what Jesus came to do, to give us a personal relationship with the God of the universe, with someone we could actually call our parent, our father, our mother, who is there for us all the time, who is right there for us. And Jesus is showing us the way to look at the principles that Jesus showed, that Jesus gave us to live in the kingdom of God, to be full children of God, God's offspring. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 He says, if we know Jesus, then we know God too. You have to realize that Jesus showed us who God was. He showed us his character. He showed us his love. He showed us what he wanted for us. Healing and health. Prosperity. And that's in many forms, not just financial, but many forms. And then in this last sentence in verse 7, he said, and from now on, you will realize that you have seen him and experienced him. He said to them right then and there that from now on, you're going to realize that you have seen God in me, that you have experienced God being with me. You're going to realize that me and God are the same. Wow. This is what Jesus is telling them. This is what Jesus is trying to get them to see and understand. But he knows that they don't get it yet. They don't get it yet. They don't understand it yet. Because the Holy Spirit hasn't come in them. They have not fully grasped what he was saying and how they had seen the Father. But they looking. Because right after he said that, then Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be all we need. Just let us see him. Let us understand what you're saying. Let us see the Father. Because this is what they wanted. They wanted to see God. They hadn't fully grasped the fullness that God, that Jesus was the Messiah, the anointed one of God. He was fully human, fully God. They hadn't grasped that. They hadn't sunk into their brains. They hadn't seen it. And so even after Jesus said, from now on, you will realize that you have seen God and experienced him. He asked him to show him God, to show him the Father. They hadn't got it. Have we got it? Have we really understood what it means to be in Jesus the Messiah? To have union with Jesus the Messiah means that we have union with God. That God is fully in us. Have we truly grasped that? Have we truly understood what it means that Jesus has given us the ability to have a personal relationship with the God of the universe? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That Jesus came and paid the price and brought back for us the power that was available to Adam. The power that God intended for us to have in the first place. I don't remember who it was I was reading, but I remember reading, and this guy was saying that Adam wasn't just naming the animals. He was, when he spoke that name, that animal was created. I don't know how he got there, but this is what he was saying. And, you know, because he was having, and God was teaching him how to use the power that God had given him. You know, because God had said, I give you the dominion over the earth and over every creature on the earth, everything in the earth. I give you dominion over them. And he said that God not only was Adam naming, but Adam, when he spoke it, he was creating them. God was showing him that he had dominion over all these creatures, and that they were under his authority. Wow. And that as he spoke, that thing would be created. Wow. And I'm not sure if that's how it went. Don't know. But it is a example of the authority that we have in the name of Jesus. That when we speak, we got to remember that our words create And when we speak, we're creating something. So we have to learn how not to talk negative, not to just speak frivolous things. Because when we speak, our words are creating. And we want our words to create our best lives. Our best lives. We don't want to create anything negative. So we have to learn how to talk to one another, how to speak things out of our mouths that we want to see. Jesus said, from now on, you will realize that you have seen him and experienced him. Have we realized that we have God in us? That we have a personal relationship with the Lord God of heaven and earth? And that everything we do, everything we say, creates something in our lives. We have to be conscious of that. We have to realize that God is in us because we are in union with Jesus. And being in union with Jesus, Jesus has given us back the keys. And we have the authority in the name of Jesus. And we have to understand what that means. And we're learning. We're delving into it now to find out so that we can walk in this kingdom responsibly and respectfully with ourselves and with others. We have the God of the universe in us. Jesus has given us the right to have a personal relationship with the Father. It says, to know me is to know my Father. So we need to get in there and hear what Jesus has to say. Watch how Jesus walked. Look at the principles that Jesus gave us and begin to understand fully who we are in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love you so much. But Jesus loves you so much more. Have a wonderful, glorious day in the Lord, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4 verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our web, our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to and just to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.